The Queensland Government will hold an independent inquiry into the treatment of retired racehorses after allegations of animal cruelty at abattoirs were aired on 7:30. Animal rights activists like Elio Cilotto from the Coalition for Protection of Racehorses say slaughter rates are out of control.
The racing industry breeds 14,000 racehorses. Most of their racehorses are eventually sent to slaughter. If this industry can afford to build grandstands that they only fill two or three times of the year, they can afford to give these horses a comprehensive retirement rehabilitation plan. It's the minimum that these horses deserve.
That's Elio Cilotto from the Coalition for Protection of Racehorses. Yesterday, key figures in Queensland racing met to discuss how the industry and regulators can have better oversight over retired thoroughbreds. One of those at the forum was Cameron Partington. He's the state executive of the Australian Trainers Association's Queensland branch. Welcome to breakfast.
Yeah, morning, Hamish.
What was your reaction when you first saw those images broadcast at the Queensland Knackery on 7:30?
Hamish, probably the same as all of your listeners, totally appalled that anybody could treat any animal, be it a racehorse or even stock that was going through that system on a routine basis, to treat them like that. I mean, it's not the system that or the protocols that are supposed to be in place. I mean, one animal should never see another animal go through that in front of it. You know, there's supposed to be rules in place for that sort of thing, and there are. So, that's the first thing we said. I mean, obviously our racehorses were there, which shocked us deeply, but it was the system anyway of what was occurring. And firstly, that's what I hope is addressed, as well as addressing our problem, which we have to put our hand up and acknowledge that, yeah, the racehorses are getting out of our system, but the other one is just the way these animals were treated.
What did you think happened to horses at the end of the system?
Well, look, we don't just think, we often know. We do the best we can as in representing the horse trainers. I mean, we're usually the last stop. The horse is retiring due to illness, injury, lack of opportunity in racing, and we've got a job to do to try and rehome those horses, and our trainers do a fantastic job throughout Queensland and Australia to try and do that. And often, you know, they'll rehome them themselves on their own properties. The owners of the horses will take them back and look after them for life, and that includes feeding them and vet bills and all these things in drought at the moment, which is not easy. And there's a fantastic job done for the majority of the horses. Where the control breaks down, Hamish, is the fact that there's no traceability or limited traceability. Once we've got moved the horse on, and that could go to a pony club, it could go to the police force to be a working horse, it could go to recreational uses, dressage, show jumping, and we advise who the new purchaser is. If it's purchased, often it's given away, in those circumstances, but it's after that, the chain that then takes effect after that, when that person then can't look after the horse anymore, and they might sell it to somebody else and then sell to somebody else, and then it gets in the wrong hands and could end up at an abattoir, as it obviously has.
Are you seriously suggesting, though, that you never thought a lot of these horses ended up in abattoirs?
Well, I wouldn't say that we never thought of it. I mean, we know that they're there. We know that there's an export market for horse, and there's a local market for pet foods. Yes, there is an opportunity that some horses, due to their nature, due to their, or just lack of the ability to find a home and their ages and things like that. Yes, I suppose it's, not totally out of the question that they're going to end up there.
Yeah.
It's not something.
I mean, there's something like
eight and a half thousand
racehorses are retired from the track each year. I mean, presumably you didn't think that they're all off living a lovely life, in green pastures.
Oh, no, for sure. I mean, as I said, we try and rehome every one of them that we can. And eventually there is obviously a point where they just cannot be looked after, but it's usually done not throughout, say the horse trainer or the owner. It's because someone else has got hold of the horse and said, yeah, we're going to look after that horse, and in good faith it's taken on board that's happened, and there's no traceability on that horse from then on.
I mean, I'm interested in this sort of deferral of responsibility to those outside of the industry itself. I mean, isn't, though, the appetite for new racehorses part of the problem? The fact that there is so much breeding going on, there is such a desire to breed those successful racehorses, and very clearly there's so many as a result of that that don't make the cut and end up going somewhere else.
Well, look, yep, acknowledge that. There is, as the report says, there's about 14,000 horses bred a year, and that's to try and obviously, produce the champions, and not just the champions, the bread and butter horses that go around every day and live to a racing life of, upwards of 10 years old.
So does that need to change?
it possibly does. Maybe there is too much breeding. It's not something that, you know, we as the trainers' point of view is, I mean, at the end of the day, the horses get brought to us to train them to be racehorses. You know, the breeding fraternity who breed the horses send them to the sales. And, you know, majority of those horses do find themselves onto racetracks at some point, whether they make it as a racehorse or not, or they have to go into recreational type of use after that. That's the question.
So was that discussed at this meeting that key industry figures had yesterday, or was it all about this issue that you first raised, which was that they sort of end up outside of the system towards the end of the process?
Well, yesterday's forum was obviously, we were going to have this forum in mid-November anyway that was already designated down. It's an area that's been a concern to the industry for a long time. So at the meeting yesterday, it was more of a bigger picture to try and firstly just work out, okay, what are the key areas that we've got problems with, and rehoming the horses is the one that we want to be able to do a better job of. And we never had the funding really to do it, and now we're going to have to go internally and find the funding to make sure that we've got the money available to be able to set up a better system. All of our people that do rehoming at the moment basically do it voluntarily, and they do a great job.
So didn't actually have a conversation about the numbers, the total numbers that you're breeding, and the contribution that makes to this problem?
Look, it wasn't specifically discussed as a major concern. I'm sure it is something that you know the powers to be are considering and looking at. But at the moment,
can I just put it to you that maybe that's an important part of the conversation, and that if the key industry figures themselves are not really talking about that, then maybe this problem is bigger than we first thought?
Well, look, the concern would be with what we can do with those horses at the end of the day. Now, if there are too many of them and it's too big of a problem, sure, reducing the amount that come out, you know, in the chain in the first place would have a positive effect in reducing the problem. I don't disagree with that, Hamish.
But if you're not even talking about it when you all get together to discuss how to solve this, that's also a problem.
Yeah, look, I did say that we weren't talking about it specifically at yesterday's forum. It doesn't mean that it's not high on the agenda for the people that are trying to solve this problem. Yesterday's forum was about, okay, what will we do with the horses post-racing, and how can we manage them better, and how can we trace them? For sure, if we can go back to the start of the food chain, in this case the breeding, that is an area that definitely does need discussing. It's just something that wasn't specifically, you asked me, was it specifically discussed yesterday at the meeting, and that particular part wasn't.
Cameron Partington, we've got to get to the news. We really appreciate you coming on the program this morning. Thank you.
Thank you, Hamish.
Cameron Partington is from the Australian Trainers Association in Queensland. We did request interviews with both the Queensland Minister for Racing and Agriculture, as well as Racing Queensland. All declined, but we'll continue those interview requests.